下一周就是长周末。
Next week is a long weekend.
我相信是很多人等待已久。
I think you have probably waited for a long time.
希望大家有一个很好的旅行也好，或者休息也好。
We wish you have a very peaceful rest or a good trip.
我想呢，在这个开始祷告或者说开始讲道之前，我想要特别邀请弟兄姊妹为有一些事情来祷告。
So before we pray, we like to ask you to pray for some specific things.
我想特别请弟兄姊妹为这个伊拉克的这些这个局势来祷告。
We would like to especially ask you to pray for the situation in Iraq.
我们已经看到很多这个ISIS。这个 ISIS 伊斯兰国，
So we have seen a lot of news about Islam, Islam state.
ISIS,
IS.
对，然后呢，他们已经屠杀了很多的基督徒。
They have persecuted or killed many Christians there.
所以已经有我看到在这个 New York Times， 它有一个报告有。接近10万人的基督徒已经逃亡的这样的人数。
So we have seen about, according to New Times, 100,000 people fled from their home.
现在德国准备提供这个军火给这个基督徒。
So the Germany has decided to arm those Christians.
让他们可以自卫，就是。
So they can defend themselves.
但这个在德国呢引起很大的争论。
But this caused a lot of controversy. It's very controversial in Germany right now.
但总之呢，这个情况非常的紧急和恐怖。
So this is urgent and a scary event.
连一向连和平主义者奥巴马都说这个伊斯兰国不配在这个世界上。
So even the pacifist president like Obama.claim that the ISIS shouldn't be allowed in this world.
所以我想特别是全球的基督徒都很关注，我想我们弟兄姊妹需要为这个事情不仅是现在，而且每天把它带到你的祷告里面。
So worldwide Christian including us, we should continue to pray for them daily.
另外一个呢，我想要特别请弟兄姊妹来祷告的就是美国的最近的这个这个 Ferguson 在那个中部的那个一个 town 叫 Ferguson， 那个警察杀了一个黑人年轻人的事。
Also, to remember the events in Ferguson, where a policeman killed a black young man.
所以呢，这是需要我们看到这个事件发展了非常看起来非常的可怕。
We see that this has become a very scary event. Turn out to be a scary event.
我希望我们基督徒能够为这些事情来祈祷。
Well, so we pray that our Christian can pray for this event too.
而且使这个调查的过程真正有公正。
So we pray that the justice may be upheld in through the investigation.
怎么样有效去应对所谓的种族主义的问题。
So they can properly respond to this so-called racial issue.
或者说如果真正的犯罪行为不会用这个种族歧视的这个借口 来推脱这个真正的道德责任。
So they won't shed the moral responsibility through a racial charged cover up.
当然还有很多的事情我们需要祷告。
So there are, of course, there are other, many other things we need to pray for.
但是我想呢再增加一件。
But I would like to add one more thing.
就是我们的今年的10月17号到19号，我们会有校园的福音营。
That is in October 17th through 19th, we have an evangelistic campus outreach meeting or retreat.
我们的地点在欧海。
The venue is that we're using Ojai camp Ojai campsite.
我们希望今年能够有更多的这个同学们能够参加到这个营会里面来。
We're hoping to invite even a greater number of students to come to this retreat.
所以我们请了很多讲员。
So we have invited a lot of speakers.
目前为止我们有七个讲员。
Up to now, we have seven speakers.
所以我们希望有大概300个的学生能够参加。
We're praying for 300 students to come to this meeting.
需要弟兄姊妹一个祷告。
So we need to need you brothers and sisters to pray for this event.
我最近在做这件事情的，每天在处理这些事情的时候，就感觉到特别需要有这个代祷告的支持。
So daily, I was handling different things regarding related to this event. I especially feel that I need the prayer support.
我想请大家我们一起站起来，我们用三分钟的时间来祷告。
So shall we all stand and let's pray for this all these things in probably 3 minutes.
我们为伊拉克祷告。
Pray for Iraq.
我们为这个美国的这个冲突祷告。
For the U.S. Events.
我们为这个校园的福音来祷告。
Pray for the campus ministry.
我们每一个人在神的面前按着感动，我们自己来开声祷告。
So according to your own burden, follow the move the spiritual guidance. You pray for these things.
天父，我们感谢你，我们在你的面前，我们要来为。这个伊拉克的问题在你的面前来祷告，主啊，求你怜悯那里的百姓，怜悯那里的弟兄姊妹，主，你知道他们在这样极大的这样的患难、逼迫、危险和痛苦面前，然而主，你使他们心意坚定，即使这样，也不能够叫他们与你的爱隔绝。主啊，求你自己救他们脱离凶恶。主啊，求你自己能够使他们能够在你的里面能够真正得着平安。主啊，你自己特别能够顾念他那些家人身上在这个里面被屠杀的那些。主，你自己顾念那里的教会。主啊，求你自己就亲自引领。这样的，在你自己从天上显明公义，你是如何恨恶罪恶，是这样邪恶的力量能够主你的手，你公义的审判，你的手不显明。主啊，求你自己是能够更多的那些激进的那些。我们知道是被魔鬼所激动的那些的人能够因着主你自己的爱你的圣灵，或是他们能够回转，能够看到他们在逼迫里，就求你自己能够怜悯在美国的这个接连发生的这样的惨案，主啊，求你自己能够使这个事情能够妥善的解决，主，求你使这个国家能够。真正回归到主以你的圣道为本，以你的恩典、你的爱、你的公义为本。主，求你自己能够怜悯，主啊，特别为我们的校园的福音在你的面前来祷告。主啊，求你自己能够帮助、能够感动、跟住这人，能够为这个福音、为这个营会能够来投入。主，你赐给我们热心，赐给我们智慧。主啊，你自己能够吸引。赐福给所有的讲员，赐他们等于能力和权柄，主啊，能够让所有参与的同工在心里面充满喜乐，主啊，充满和你同心合意来信吧，福音，主，求你自己保守看顾，主，一切荣耀都归给你，愿主你自己在我们中间，主，我们感谢你。 天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们在你的面前要恳切的祈求。
We pray earnestly before you.
我们要为伊拉克来在你的面前来祷告。
We pray for Iraq.
主求你怜悯那里的百姓。
Have mercies on the people there.
无论是基督徒和非基督徒。
Whether they are Christians or not.
主，我们知道都是你所爱的。
They are people you love.
主，我们看到这样邪恶的事情。
So when we see evil things such as this,
主，求你显明你自己的大能。
May you manifest your great power.
主啊，求你自己救你的百姓脱离凶恶。
Save your people from the evil.
主啊，求你自己能够怜悯那里的弟兄姊妹。
And have mercies on the brothers and sisters there.
让他们的心中有你所赐的平安。
So they have the peace with the peace from you.
使他们在你的爱里面能够除去恐惧。
So they can remove their fear in your love.
主，我们知道已经有许多人被杀害。
We know there are many people sacrificed there,
包括很多很小的孩子
even including many young kids.
主啊，求你自己能够怜悯。
So we pray that you have mercy on them.
顾念那里的教会。
Have mercy on those churches there.
能顾念那里的弟兄姊妹。
Have mercy on the brothers and sisters.
主，他们现在到处的逃亡。
They have been running around, fleeing.
主，你自己做他们的避难所。
May you be their protection.
主啊，求你自己能够安慰那些家人被屠杀的那些人。
Comfort family members who have lost their family members.
让他们能够在这样的恶事里面能够更加的来依靠你。
So they can rely on you in such a evil time.
就我们知道为义受逼迫的人是有福的。
We know those are blessed who have been persecuted.
你在天上你有为他们所预备的荣耀。
You prepare the glory in the heaven for them.
主啊，求你自己能够怜悯那些在这样灾难中的人。
But have mercy on those people in such a disaster.
我们恳切的祈求你显明你自己的大能来阻止这样的邪恶的不断的发生。
We pray that you use your mighty power to stop the evil things, prevent them from continuing to happen.
主，求你自己能够让我们能够常常关注，也常常能够去为他们来祷告。
Help us to remember them and pray for them.
让我们能够常感受到哪里有弟兄姊妹受苦，就像我们身上受苦一样。
So that we can share the suffering with brothers and sisters around the world.
主，我们也为美国来祷告。
We also pray for the United States.
主，我们看到这个Ferguson 这个案件所引起的争论，引起的很多事态的非常往这种可怕的方向发展。
We see that the events in Ferguson that all the things is moving in the bad direction.
只有求主你自己来恩待怜悯这个国家。
May you have mercy on this country.
使众人的心里面能够重新回转，回到你的爱、你的恩典、你的公义里面。
So people's hearts can turn from evil to your grace, your love.
主，求你自己能够恩待这个国家。
May you have grace on this country.
能够真正回归十字架的信仰。
Return to the faith of the cross.
怎样能够在这样的一个机制里面，能够勇敢去承担道德责任。
So we can shoulder this moral responsibility in such context.
主，求你自己能够使这个案件有一个好的结局。
So that this event can have a good ending.
使整个的调查里面有你在监察，来彰显你的公义。
So through the investigation, you help them to examine and reveal your justice.
主，我们也特别要来为我们的今年的福音营来祷告。
We also want to especially pray for the rich evangelistic meeting this year.
主，我们知道在今天教会针对留学生的工作是多么的迫切。
We know how urgent it is for the church to do to do the student ministry.
这是你把这些人带到这些地方，是你所赐给教会的福音机会。
So it is you brought them here and give the church the opportunity to evangelize.
主，你给我们意象。
So please give us the vision.
给我们力量。
And give us the strength.
给我们热情。
Give us enthusiasm.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
主啊，使我们能够同心合意来信望福音。
So that we can proclaim your gospel with unity.
使我们乐意奉献。
Help us to willing to offer.
无论是我们的时间、金钱，或者我们任何我们的可能被你所用的地方。
Whatever the what we can be used by you, whether that's money or time.
主，求你自己能够。你自己的福音的大能能够在营会中显明出来。
May the power of your gospel are revealed in this meeting.
你使所有参与的同工在心里面有充满从天上来的喜乐。
So all the people, all the co-workers who participate in this event may have the peace from heaven.
让我们能够为一个的灵魂的归正而在你的面前来欢呼。
So we can rejoice before you for the repentance of a soul.
主啊，求你自己来使用我们。
So use us, Lord.
你自己的圣灵来复兴我们。
May your spirit revive us.
我们把这个营会放到你的手中。
So we commit this retreat, the meeting, into your hand.
用你自己全能的手来托住我们。
To uphold this meeting with your holy hand.
主，你赐福给我们下面讲道和听道的时间。
So give us the following time, bless the time for the preaching.
让我们来领受你的同在而来的祝福。
So we can enjoy the blessing through the presence.
让我们在你的话语里面得到亮光。
So we can receive the light through your word.
让我们在你的话语里面得到力量。
So we can gain the strength through the word.
让我们在你的话语里面得到方向。
So we can receive the guidance through your word.
主，你自己的圣灵运行在我们中间。
May your spirit move among us.
透过圣经古老的话语，能够来打动我们的心灵。
So the ancient word of this scripture touched us again.
使我们的心能够苏醒。
So our soul may be refreshed.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣
名。We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我上个礼拜粗略的分享过这一篇诗篇。
So I have briefly talked about this psalm last week.
我想给大家一个小插曲。
I will give you a little side note.
当我在中国三个礼拜。差不多一直都在讲到这样的情况。
So I was in China for 3 weeks, almost on a daily schedule to preach.
除了在北京四天是比较少的。
Other than the 4 days in Peking, I have less not as tight.
我不瞒你们说。
Tell the truth.
我突然感觉到很释放的感觉。
I feel such a great relief.
后来我发现原来原因是。没有翻译。
I realize it is because there's no interpretation.
所以当我又回来的时候，发现这个节奏怎么这么难啊？
So I feel it's so difficult. When I come back, feel the preaching.
所以呢，我又重新意识到是有翻译的。
So I realize it's because of this translation.
愿主能够帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
让我能够在有翻译的时候，能够很好的掌控这个节奏。
So I can control the tempo even with the interpretation.
我想我上次讲到说这篇诗篇我特别想送给即将回国的弟兄姊妹。
So last time I said I want to use this psalm as a gift to those brothers and sisters going back China.
今天也是一样。
Again, I have the same wish today.
我会有一些信息会来特别来给将要回去的弟兄姊妹或者是慕道友。
So I also have some special message for the brothers and sisters who are going back today.
所以在这篇诗篇被认为大卫的诗里面很短的一篇。
So this is one of the short psalm written by David.
但是呢，却是最优美的、最被人熟悉的一篇。
But it is most familiar and most elegant one.
这篇诗篇在你任何的情境里面。
So in any life context,
它都能够安慰你。
It can comfort you.
在任何时候，这篇诗篇都可以用。
You can use this psalm in almost every context of your life.
可能是在我们碰到的任何的困难这篇诗篇都能够给我们亮光。
In every difficult situation, this psalm will help us to get regain the light.
所以这大概是为什么这篇诗篇几乎是150篇的诗篇里面基督徒最熟悉的。
So that probably this is why among the 150 psalms, this is one of the most familiar ones to Christians.
所以大卫在一开始就讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
So in the beginning, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
那这是一个大卫自己能够非常懂的一个比喻。
So this is something David knows very well.
因为他自己也是牧人。
Because he himself is a shepherd.
但是他承认主是他的牧人。
But he acknowledged that the Lord is his shepherd.
意思是他是像羊一样的。
Meaning that he is like a sheep.
是软弱的。
Is weak.
是容易迷失的。
Is easily got lost.
是一种愚笨的。
He is stupid.
而当有主作为耶和华作为他的牧者。
But when the Lord is his shepherd,
意思就是神是提供供应者。
Meaning that the Lord is the provider.
他是保护者。
He's a protector.
他是引领者。
He's a guider.
所以大卫说有了这样一位主做我的牧者。
And because of the Lord is my shepherd,
我就没有什么想要的。
David said, I will be not in want.
就是我没有什么再有什么可求的。
I have nothing else to ask for.
主就是我的一切。
And Lord is my everything.
在主的里面他可以找到一切的安慰。
So in Lord he can find all, 安慰。
找到一切的安慰。
He will find all the comfort in the Lord.
那所以呢大卫说呢我不知缺乏中文翻译为不知缺乏其实这个意思是指的他什么都不想要。
So in Chinese it says I lack nothing. So what it means is that he has nothing. He desire.
在圣经里面，在另外的诗篇里面说到，少壮失职，他都会有缺少的时候。
So in Bible it talks about even the young lions are sometimes go hungry.
少壮失职是那个跑得最快的、最凶猛的。
The young lion who is most who runs the fastest.
最
strongest,
最机灵的
most spirited.
但是他还有忍受饥饿的时候。
But even that lion has time to go, sometimes he will go hungry.
但是一个软弱的无助的小羊。
But the weak, helpless sheep.
但因为有主的引领。
Because of the guidance of the Lord.
没有任何的缺乏。
Will be,will lack of nothing.
圣经里面应许我们，我们所有需要的上帝都知道。
The Bible promised that all the things we need, the Lord knows.
就像小鸟和野地里的一朵花。
Even just like the birds in the sky and the flowers in the field.
那神都把他们看顾的一无所缺。
God has provided so they lack of nothing.They lack nothing.
所以大卫说呢，有了主，有这样一位看顾我的主，我没有什么缺少的。
So David said, "With such a shepherd, I will not be in want."
这就是基督徒需要的信心。
So this is the kind of faith we need to have.
相信神能供应我们一切的需要。
We believe that God will provide all our needs.
为什么我们常常会在妥协？信仰在我们在信仰上会妥协。
Why do we a lot of times compromise in our faith?
为什么有很多的这个传道人还要做投资？
Why does ministers they have to do investment?
从某种角度来讲，是因为信心的问题。
From some point, viewpoint that is because of lack of faith.
所以，但是大卫讲到神是怎么样供养他呢？供养他的呢
？But David mentioned how God provided him.
说神领他到青草地。
So it's God, the Lord,
领他到溪水边。Sorry.
Led him to the quiet waters.
使他躺卧在青草地。
So he can lie next to the waters, the pastures.
本来这个羊在青草地不会是躺卧的。
Normally the Sheep won't lie down on the green pastures.
应该是拼命的吃草。
They should be eating the grass.
那这个小羊为什么要躺下来呢？
Why does a sheep needs to lie down?
因为它很饱足。
Because he's already full.
它没有什么需要。
Because he has no other need.
所以这是就是我 I shall not want.就是我没有什么特别还要想的。
So that's what it means to be in no,
I shall not
want. It's what I shall not want.
那意思就是就是呢，这个小羊是安息在这个青草地和溪水边。
That is to say the sheep is resting next to the quiet waters.
不过这里面有一个很有趣的地方。
But there's an interesting point here.
就是这个牧人他不是为这个羊吃草。
This shepherd is not feeding the sheep. Is not feeding the sheep.
而是把它领到这个青草地。
But to lead the sheep to the green pastures.
所以牧人的工作不是要把这个草都弄好，然后塞到羊的嘴里。
So the responsibility for the shepherd is not to prepare the grass and then feed them to the sheep.
而只是把它带到那些有草的地方。
But to lead them to the green pastures.
那所以这就是大，这是大卫。大卫说神是这样来供应他的。
So this is how David described how our Lord provides him.
那从某个角度而言，
through some angle you can say,
这个食物神所要供给我们的青草就是他给我们属天的粮食，就是他的道。
So these grass symbolize the heavenly, the word from heaven that is the word of God.
但是神是把我们领到他的话语里面，但是不是他把一切都弄好灌到我们的嘴里。
So he led us to this green pasture, but he's not feeding us everything.
所以我们要知道神作为我的牧者，他只是把我们带到那个丰富的地方。
So the shepherd, our Lord, he is just taking us to this past green pasture.
但是你的领受，
But what you receive
还有需要你自己的参与
depends on your participation.
那就好像呢，耶稣在这个马太福音讲的比喻是类似的。
So it's just like the parable in Mark given by Jesus.
耶稣说呢，那些飞鸟他们不种不收。
So Jesus said that those birds in the sky they do not sow, they do not weave.
他们那些野地里的花呢，他们也不会劳动。
The flowers in the field, they don't labor.
但是天父养活他。
But Heavenly Father will provide.
何况是你们呢？
Then what about you?
这句话对很多基督徒来讲的领受是什么？
So for many Christians, what does that mean?
我不用劳动，神自然会养我。
Some said, I don't have to do anything, then God will provide.
那个鸟不种也不收吗？
So you see that the bird doesn't have to do anything.
我为什么我不需要种也不需要收，神也会养活我。
So then I don't need to do anything, then God will provide.
这是完全错解的这个经文。
So that's a complete misunderstanding of the Bible.
这节经文的意思是鸟不会种也不会收都能够养活。
So it is saying that even birds, they don't know how to labor, they will be provided.
而你呢？
And you,
会种也会收。
You know how to sow and how to harvest.
如果你饿死呢？
If you go hungry,
那就是活该。
Then you deserve it.
所以神赐给我们智慧。
So God give us the wisdom.
神赐给我们劳动的能力。
Give us ability to labor.
所以如果看到鸟都能够养活自己，你比鸟聪明百倍都饿死。
So if you see the birds, are not good, and you are wiser than the bird a hundredfold.
但是呢，你却怎么样呢？你却，如果你反倒饿死
，But then you you go hungry.
能够怪谁？
Who can you blame?
你还能够抱怨说，上帝啊，你的这个应许为什么不实现？
Then how can you complain to God? Say, how come you didn't fulfill your promise?
所以神把我们带到丰富之地。
So God has led us to this abundance.
他预备那些丰富的东西给我们。
So He has prepared the things, plenty of things.
但是我们能接受多少？
But how much we will receive?
需要我们自己的参与。
Depends on our participation.
所以今天神把圣经赐给我们。
So God has given us the Bible.
我们所有的安慰、我们的满足、我们的所需要的所有的智慧，在圣经里面都有。
So in Bible we have the contentment, the wisdom, the comfort.
但是你能领受多少？
But how much you can receive?
这是你自己需要去吃这个草，你自己需要去咀嚼。
It's you that you need to to eat the grass.
所以我们的基督徒都渴望教会有个牧师。
So all the Christians want the church to have a pastor.
牧师干什么作用呢？
So what does a pastor do?
就是替我们研究圣经。
So so we want the pastor to study the Bible for us.
所以我们都不用读了。
So we don't have to read it.
这个牧师只要把圣经全部把圣经里面的告诉我们我们所需要的每一句都刚刚好给我们就好了。
So the pastor, as long as he read and then tell us exactly what we want, that would be it.
这不是牧师的工作。
That's not the job for a pastor.
牧人的工作是把你带到青草地。
The job of a pastor is to lead you to this green pastures.
哪里是丰富的？
Where the grass is abundant.
是安全的。
Where the place is safe.
哪里是可以安歇的？
Where the place you can rest.
是你自己可以在其中享受的。
Where you can enjoy in it.
但是不是替你做那个工作。
But not to do the work for you.
那所以这大卫讲到神是这样来供应他。
So, David said, this is how Lord provides.
使他能够在那个安静的，在那个水边可以安静。
So he can he can lie down beside the quiet water.
我上次讲到呢，在这个处境，在这个层面上。
So, as last time I said, at this level,
是一种基督徒生命经历里面的第一个层面，就是一种完全满足的、安静的、快乐的。
So this is the initial stage where the Christian enjoy the complete quietness.
但我们的情况都不是这样，不是都这样。
But not we don't always in such a on such a.
所以第三节就是说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
So the third verse said he refreshes our soul.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们基督徒会有中大陆一个词叫审美疲劳。
So in Chinese, we have this term called the fatigue.
就是厌倦。
We're tired of seeing beautiful things.
就好像很多人很多这个什么重庆人、四川人很久没有吃到火锅了，回国吃一顿是很舒服的。
So it's like if you are from Chongqing or Chengdu, it's so good if you haven't been to there for a long time and you go back enjoy the hot pot once. It's so good.
但是呢。每餐早上起来就吃火锅中午吃火锅晚上吃火锅夜宵吃火锅那你就要吐了。
But if you have hot pot four meals a day, then you will be really tired and sick of it.
那可能我还不够了解重庆人啊。
Maybe I don't really understand people from 重庆。
但是我们做基督徒也是有时候会有这种类似的厌倦感。
So Christian has something like analogous to this.
刚信主的时候我们很兴奋。
So we are very excited when we just came to become a Christian.
我们很热情。
We are very zealous.
我们在信仰生活里面有很大的那个享受。
So we enjoy greatly in the newfound faith.
就像我一样，那个时候我希望每一天都是礼拜天。
So just like me, when I was hoping that every day is Sunday.
就是七天等一回，就是很难忍受的事情。
So just seven.Come to church once every seven days is something intolerable.
那时候小孩子自己没事，不知道别人有多忙啊。
At the time I was a kid, I don't know how busy other people are.
但是呢，后来你会感觉到什么？发现七天一次都很难坚守。
But later you found that even once every 7 days is hard to keep up.
我们会疲倦。
Because we got tired of it.
我们有的时候圣经刚读的时候，我们有的时候读圣经，我们会很有兴趣。
So when you just start reading the Bible, you feel it's so interesting.
但是有的时候我们一读就睡觉。
But sometimes we fell into sleep.
但上帝使我们的灵魂苏醒。
But the Lord refresh our soul.
他使这里的这个希伯来文的意思是指我们能够回转，就转个弯过来。
So the Hebrew words means that it make us to it force us to make a turn.
意思它不会使我们一直沉迷下去。
So it means that it won't let us to continue on.
各种的方式，它使我们的心灵能够苏醒过来。
So Lord used all various ways to refresh our souls.
有的时候是我们生活的遭遇。
Sometimes through the things happens in life.
有的时候是让我们读到一些书籍。
Or through the books we read.
让我们遇到某个人。
So sometimes through people we met.
但是最能够让我们的心灵苏醒，使我们产生这种警醒的。
But things that can really refresh us or to keep us alert,
是使我们能够 经过死荫的幽谷。
Are the things that are the experience of our going through the darkest valley.
你在那种威胁。
So through the threatening environment.
你有那种危险里面。
In dangers.
你总是提心吊胆。
You always constantly on guard.
那所以有一个传道人有一次讲一句，他说：“如果上帝一直都给我们平安。”
So one pastor said that if God keep on giving us just a peaceful time,
他说你的信仰生活不会持那个热情不会持久的。
He said your faith, your spiritual life will not won't last.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你发现。好好做礼拜很平安，没有做礼拜也挺平安。
Because you will see that whether you go to worship or not, your life is the same.
你祷告很长也是很平安，没有祷告发现也平安。
So whether you pray long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll always have a peaceful life.
神要使我们这种麻木的灵魂苏醒，其中的一个办法就让我们受苦。
So one of the ways that God awakens us is to help us is toLet us through the suffering.
我们见过太多这样的例子。
We have seen a lot of
很多基督徒平常祷告呢，
like、
随随便便一祷祷告没完就睡着了。
So the Christians who cannot even finish the prayer before go to sleep.
但是他有一次发烧的时候，哇，祷告了就特别恳切。
But one time when he is in fever, then he pray earnestly.
而且当他有碰到一个什么比较让他感到有压力有危险的时候，那个时候他寻求神的心就特别迫切。
So he become earnestly seeking God's will when he's in a very top situation.
有的时候这样的信仰，有的时候给人会感觉非常功利。
Sometimes this type of faith make people think that it is very calculating.
但是神有的时候怜悯我们的软弱。
But sometimes God have mercy on us.
他会使我们醒悟过来。
He will help us to be awakened.
所以他要为自己的名让我们走一条正路。
So he will lead us along the right path.
但是神这样引领我们不是按照我们的表现。
But he lead us this is not.Based on our achievements,
他这样引领我们是为他自己名的缘故。
He lead us is because of is for his name's his own his name's sake.
所以他会引领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
So he will lead us through the valley of death.
这个死荫的幽谷就是他引领我们走的正路。
That the valley of the valley of the death is the right path.
为什么我们需要神的引领？
Why do we need the Lord's guidance?
在这个比喻里面，我们知道羊是一个比较笨的动物。
In this parable, the sheep is somewhat more stupid animal.
羊的这个方向感是很差的。
The sheep doesn't have a strong sense of direction.
它很容易迷路。
It got lost easily.
所以这个羊呢，平常走路怎么样不偏呢？就是因为它跟着整个这个羊的这个队伍。
So how does the sheep can go straight? He basically just following the herd.
但是即使这样走呢，它有时候还会走偏掉。
Even like that, sometimes the sheep will wander around.
那个牧羊人那个长的那个杆，就是当他跑出去的时候，就把它给把它给那个拨回来。
So the staff that long staff used by the shepherd is to guide them back to the herd.
让他一只小羊的时候呢，他就是迷路。
So if there's a little sheep, it may get lost.
所以我们需要神的引领。
So we need the guidance of the Lord.
第二个呢，是我们如果让自己选择走这个路的话。
Secondly, if it's up to us to make the choice.
我们通常会走阳光大道。
We'd rather to walk the path of
without difficulty.
We won't choose the valley of death.
所以其实基督徒在我们的生命里面面临抉择的时候。
So when we make a decision in our life.
我告诉大家通常来讲。
So I can tell you in general.
这个要成为你很考虑的一个原则。
You must take this into your consideration.
就是在两个事情两条道路让你抉择的时候，通常你选择难的那一条基本上是对的。
So if there are two paths you have to choose, usually the challenging one is the right one.
比较有挑战，比较 危险那一条基本是对的。
Somewhat relatively dangerous and challenging usually is the right path.
因为我们的本性不喜欢这条路。
Because our nature doesn't like this path.
但是呢，我们常常在这样的一种挑战里面，如果我们知道其中有神的引领，那通常就是要挑战我们的原来的软弱。
But we know that God has a desire to challenge us our own weakness.
但是呢，你不要把它绝对化，每一次都这样。
But don't make the to go to the extreme and do that every time.
大多情况下
，I was just saying the most of the time.
你选难的那一条，基本上是对的。
Choose the hard way is the correct one.
是你本性比较不喜欢的那一条。
It is against your own nature desire.
所以他引领我们走死因幽谷。
So he likes to lead us to walk the path of the path of the valley of death. This is something we do not want to choose.
这是我们要逃避的道路。
This is something we want to escape from.
但是呢，大卫说，神引领我们要走过。
But David said, "This is what God wants to lead us through."
但是在这里，大卫敢说只是死因的幽谷。
But David here says it only about the valley of the death.
死因是 shadow， 就是那个阴影。
It's a shadow of the death.
这意思是指在某种威胁阴影下面。
So it's talking about the threat of some kind of shadow.
当你真正去经过的时候，就发现它没有你想象的那么可怕。
So, but when you actually walk through it, it's not as dangerous as you thought.
上帝要训练我们，就是要胜过这个环境。
So God wants to train us.To overcome the circumstance,
让你去走过的时候，你就你会发觉没有那么可怕。
So that once you go through that, you know it's not that dangerous.
在本人约翰的天路历程里面
，So in the
John Bunyan,
John Bunyan the pilgrim of
the process, process or 是
the pilgrim of the progress.
在那个。在那个里面，他有一个有一站，就是一个人他走过去呢，前面有一个老虎，有一个狮子。
So one of the stop is that one of, part of journey is that he is facing a tiger.
就很小的一条路。
It is a narrow path.
然后呢，前面呢有这个野兽。
So there's a fierce animal in front.
他就犹豫了很久，要不要走过去。
So he hesitated for a long time whether he should walk through it.
只有这一条路。
But there's only one path through it.
后来呢，他终于鼓起勇气走过去了。
So finally, he gathered enough courage to walk through.
他发现那个野兽只是什么呢？只是纸老虎。
So he realized that the tiger is just a paper tiger.
这意思就是说，它看起来很吓人，但实际上是没有不会咬人的。
So even though it looks fierce animal, but it doesn't bite.
所以司布真在解释这段经文的时候，他说。只是阴影，不是真的那么恐怖。
So Spurgeon, when he interpreted this passage, he's talking about the death is really the shadow of the death.
他说一只狗的影子是不会咬人的。
He said the shadow of the dog won't bite.
但是我们是在死亡的阴影之下。
We are just under the shadow of the death.
但是其实呢，它没有那么可怕。
It is not really not that scary.
但因为上帝与我们同在。
But because of the Lord is with us.
我就用一个在大陆眼前被用烂的一句话叫什么？你不是一个人在战斗。
It's a kind of cliché in China is that we say that you are not battle, you are not fighting alone.
而是神与你同行。
But God is God that is with you.
有的时候，这就需要我们有一个非常淳朴的信心。
So we need to have this pure faith.
有时有个爸爸带一个小孩去动物园。
So one time, the father brought a kid along to the zoo.
然后那些老虎、那些狮子呢，在那个笼子里面。
So those tigers and lions that are in the cage.
然后他就问那个孩子，他那个孩子是三岁。
He asked the 3 years old kid.
他说这个会吃人，你怕不怕？
So he said, "Are you afraid of this animal who can eat people?"
你怕不怕呀？怕不怕
Are you afraid? The kid said, "No, I'm not."
任何凶猛的动物问了一遍都不怕。
So the father asking about other animals, then the kid said, "No, I'm not afraid."
这个爸爸就很奇怪啊。So, 通常小孩都会说我害怕我怎么样的。
So the father is wondering because most of kid would be afraid of the large animals.
这小子从小就吃了豹子胆啊。
So this kid must be a very courageous when.
他说为什么你不害怕？
So he said, why are you not afraid?
他说因为爸爸在。
Because he said, because you are, you father are here.
所以呢，他说爸爸在呢，我就不害怕。
So he said, as long as you are here, I'm not afraid.
因为他三岁嘛，他还不懂得那个笼子的，是因为笼子关起来。
So he's 3 years ago old. He doesn't understand the protection of the cage.
但是他的信心是来自于因为有爸爸的同行。
But his faith comes from the presence of his father.
当我们有一位全能的上帝与我们同行。
When we have this almighty God with us,
他足够成为我们的安慰。
He can be our comfort.
使我们不至于怎么不至于活在恐惧里面。
So that we can live in no fear.
我告诉大家，很多事情都是被自己给自己给吓倒了。
So I can tell you a lot of things we just scare ourselves.
我这是在中国有特别深的这个体会。当然，我之前就早就懂这个道理了。
Even though I knew this before, but I got this experience again when I went to China.
我去温州的时候。
When I went to 温州。
我以前的一个学生特别热心啊，就是跑到一个教会说说我回去了。请我来讲道吧。
So, one of my students heard that I was going, so he went to a church and asked him to invite me to go preaching there.
然后那个教会负责人说，听说这个人很敏感，所以我们不要请他讲道。
So the church leaders feel that heard that I'm it's a very controversial sensitive person in China.
然后呢？他说我们要一请他讲道，不得了了。
So we better don't invite him because otherwise the things can go bad.
警察马上就跟过来。
Because then this policeman will come.
然后对面呢有一个小教会，那个教会对面有个小教会。
So there's another smaller church just right across the street.
然后他们就请我去讲道了。
And they invited me to preach.
然后我讲了70分钟。
So after 70 minutes into the preaching,
一点事也没有。
There's nothing, nothing happened.
然后呢，对面的那个同工就跑过来说：“早知道就到我们那里去讲道。”
So the co-workers then came from the other church came and said, "If we knew this, we could have invited you."
我说你们是自己吓自己。
So I said that to them that you are just scaring yourself to them.
当你真正去经过的时候，它没有那么可怕。
So if you actually go through the path, it's not that scary.
因为我们知道这一切的主权掌握在上帝的手里。
Because we know that God has the sovereignty.
我要很快结束这个第五、第六节。
I need to finish
5 and 6. 在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
So he says that you prepare table before me in the presence of my enemies.
这是一种庆功宴。
This is a celebration.
意思就是指在敌人的那些凶猛面前，但是呢，是一种必胜的宣告。
But it is proclaiming the victory in front of the enemies.
用油膏了我的头。
And it says that you anointed my head with oil.
庆祝和加冕。
That is a crowning event or a celebration of the crown.
所以这个仇敌呢会被请来在这个餐桌上。
So your enemy was invited to the table.
然后呢，这个先知或者祭司要膏这个君王的头。
So the priest or a prophet will anoint this king.
这个仇敌要做见证。
And the enemy have to witness this.
他是王。
He's the king.
然后在这一个餐桌上要签订一个被迫签订一个合约。
And then your enemies will have to will be forced to sign the treaty.
接受他的统治。
To accept the sovereignty of this new king.
大卫在他的一生里面
，So in his life, in David's life,
他自己打带兵打仗的过程里面，从来没有打过败仗。
He had never failed in the battlefield throughout his life.
所以每一次敌人的挑战都是一个什么提前的庆功宴。
So every time the challenge from enemies is for sure is a foretells a celebration.
什么是叫我福杯满溢？
What does it mean to have the my cup overflows?
福杯满溢的意思就是上帝的祝福超过他能承受的。
It means that the blessing of the Lord is more than what he can accept, he can receive.
有神的恩典大到一个地步，他接不住。
The blessing is so abundant that his cup cannot hold.
所以在 看是最大的艰难面前。
So in the biggest challenge before him.
但是神要把它转化为祝福的机会。
God can turn that challenge into the blessing.
这个祝福大到一个地步，是你承受不住。
And the blessing is so big, so abundant that will exceeding your capacity.
所以基督徒的生命有三个不同的层面。
So Christians' life has three different stages.
一方面是满足的、安静的。
There are times for contentment and peaceful.
第二个层面可能是孤独的、黑暗的。
The second level may be the dark and the lonely.
第三个可能是危险的、具有很大的挑战的。
And the third one may be great challenges and dangers.
但是在每一个处境里面，神做我们的牧者。
But in every situation, God will be our shepherd.
我们没有任何的缺乏。
We will not in want.
那第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So verse 6 said that surely your goodness and mercy will follow me.
这个意思是指我们是上帝的羊，上帝永远都不会丢弃我们。
It means that we belong to the God, we are his sheep, and he will not forsake us.
所以耶稣说父把羊赐给我。
So Jesus said, the Father has given us your sheep.
我要赐给他们永生。
I will give them eternity.
然后呢，他们永不灭亡。
And they will not perish.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有人能够从我的手中夺去我的羊。
Because no one can pluck them away from my hands.
他说父比万有都大。
He said that Father is greater than everything.
没有人能够从父的手中夺去我的羊。
No one can pluck my sheep up away from God.
上帝的爱对我们是永恒的。
The love from God is eternal.
他不会丢弃我们。
He will not forsake us.
在任何处境里面。
In all situations.
他都有他的仁慈，他的怜悯。
He will have his mercy.
所以我们永不失落。
So we will not be forsaken.
他的爱会丰丰富富的随着我们。
His love will follow us.
直到我们什么，在他的殿中直到永远。
Until we dwell in his house forever.
大卫在这里是指在永恒的将来永恒的国度里面 与神永远的在一起。
David is saying that in eternity we will be with God.
所以意思是指在这个殿中，当然在地上的殿中是不可能到永远的。
Of course,
意思是在永恒里面，我们与神永远的生活在一起。
Of course, the house on the on earth cannot last forever. So it means it's the heavenly temple.
那么试问，当我们有这样的一位牧者，我们缺少什么
？So let's ask ourselves, what can we be in want when we have shepherd like this?
你到底还想要什么
？What else more do you want？
我想呢，简单提三点的反思。
So let's reflect upon three points.
第一个，我们要知道，我们成为神的羊群不是自然的。
So let us know that it is not a natural thing for us to become the sheep of the Lord.
从前像羊迷路，而是因为耶稣基督把我们找寻回来。
It is Jesus who looked for us while we are wandering like sheep.
他作为好牧人
，He is like a good shepherd.
甚至为我们舍命。
He even died for the sheep.
是要把我们带回到神的家中。
So that he can lead us back to his family.
所以我们成为神的羊不是一个天然的，而是因为有上帝的救赎在里面。
It is not a natural thing, but because of God's grace, salvations that we can come back to.
亨德在《弥赛亚》的神曲里面，他写了一首曲子叫做《我们都如羊走迷》。
So we can come back to God because in the one of the songs written by Handel.
Handel 在 Messiah 对。
In Messiah, he said, "We are like sheep wandering."
然后呢，在那个音乐一开始的时候说，我们如羊走迷，那个和声越走越远，越走越远。
So in the beginning, that when it talks about the sheep wandering, the harmony kind of went further apart.
距离空间越来越远。
Yeah, the harmony go further apart.
然后
它
四个声部都是独立的。
So the four parts become independent.
你知道它是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是这个为什么这个声音是这种处这种形状
？So why is that the shape of the music looks like that?
这个叫做越走越远，个人偏行己路。
It is like we go astray.
然后呢，这个四个声部后来就进入混乱。
So the four parts become chaotic.
因为那个羊什么？ 晕头转向，然后随便走。
So because of those sheep, they are dizzy and they are just walking without the direction.
但是那个牧人出现的时候，这个音乐开始转变。
But when the shepherd appear,
他把我们带到上帝的眼眷之中。
The music started to change because he lead us back to the.
所以当只有在主耶稣里面。
So when we are in Jesus,
我们才找到方向。
We have direction.
我们才找到回家的路。
We know the path to go back home.
我们才真正回到神的家里。
We know we are really in His house.
主耶稣做我们的牧者。
When Jesus is our shepherd,
我们一无所缺。
We have nothing to desire.
而我们要知道，作为基督徒，我们有的时候像无知的小羊。
So like Christians, we sometimes like sheep.
我们不肯安息在主所预备的草场。
We are not willing to rest in the pastures provided by the Lord.
我们总是要去寻找新鲜的一些体验。
We'd like to find something more exciting.
所以就把自己放到那种野兽的这样的一个网罗，危险的网罗里面。
So we put us in a dangerous situation surrounded by the animals.
有的时候我们不想随着牧人。
Sometimes we don't want to follow the shepherd.
我们想要自由自在。
We want to have the freedom.
但结果我们就落入狼群的口中。
And then we fall into the mouth of the wolves.
或者是自己掉到山崖里面。
But or sometimes fall off the cliff.
或者是自己在旷野里面迷路。
Or wandering or got lost in the wilderness.
我们不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你在任何的处境里面。
In all situations.
你要寻求主的帮助。
You need help from God.
神使我们的心回转。
God can turn us heart back.
他会引领我们走正路。
He can lead us to walk the right path.
使我们能够回到主的身边。
So we can come back to the Lord.
我们使我们能够还能够回到主的教会。
So we can come back to the church.
我们要记得主永远都不丢弃我们。
We know we have to know that God will not forsake us.
我们做基督徒，我们会遇见第三，我们做基督徒，我们会遇见一些的威胁。
Thirdly, we sometimes as Christians will face dangers.
会有一些非常可怕的、凶恶的这样的挑战。
The fierce and terrible challenges ahead.
但是我们不要恐惧和退缩。
But don't be afraid and discouraged.
因为这是上帝荣耀彰显的机会。
Because this is an opportunity to show the glory of God.
神会为我们征战。
The God will fight along with us.
没有任何一种力量。
He will fight for us, and there's no other.A power
可能去阻挡上帝的能力
that can stop the power of God.
在你所碰见的挑战里面
so in all challenges you face,
上帝的恩典是足够你用的
His grace is sufficient for you.
上帝的恩典会扶持你
His grace will
uphold you. 仇敌面前夸胜
so you can be victorious.
就像保罗所说的，我们在一切的事上都得胜，而且有余。
So like Paul said, we will be victorious in all things and more than sufficient.
我们不要害怕那种挑战。
So do not be afraid of challenges.
这是神要在我们这羊群身上来彰显他的荣耀。
It is the God's desire to glorify himself in us, the sheep.
愿主能够赐福大家。
May God bless you.
很多人担心在回国以后在中国的这样处境里面，我们怎么样生活？怎么样做基督徒
？Many people wonder about if I go back to China, how shall we then live?
我们到哪里找教会
？Where can we find the right church?
我们怎么面对党组织
？How do we face the party?
我们怎么去面对生活的挑战
？How do we face the daily challenges?
让你记得
，Please remember this.
我们所有人都应当记得
，We all should remember.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我就没有什么想要的。
I will not be in want.
更没有别的什么需要。
I have no other desires.
因为他会为我们预备一切。
Because he will prepare.
愿主赐福大家。
May God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor, for the message.
谢谢牧师的信息。
Indeed, the Lord is our shepherd.
神真的是我们的牧者。
Because of the work that Jesus has done for the cross, that is why the Lord is our shepherd.
神是我们的牧者，因为耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲。
Listing number 192, beneath the cross of Jesus.
让我们再一起唱诗歌本第192首《宝驾轻盈》。
In the cross of Jesus, I gladly take my stand. The shadow of Almighty Rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness. A rest upon the way, from the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day.
Please stand for the doxology.
让我们起立，一起来唱三一颂。
美人生，我 blessings flood， 世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子。
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
各位弟兄姐妹、朋友们早安、Welcome brothers, sisters and friends、I'll take this opportunity to welcome、for those of you who、are here first time、我借这个机会欢迎那个今天我们第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹朋友们好不好 From my right hand side please 右手边有没有第一次来到我们当中的没有啊 Oh yeah 请你介绍一下自己好不好Introduce yourself.
大家好，我叫杨宗超，是去年拜读过的，然后马上还有一个星期就要回国了，我是国内过来交换的那个学生，然后还有一年，我是下个礼拜要授权，感谢主，还有在这里代表大家，也感谢大家的帮助，也祝大家平安。
好，欢迎你，哎，杨弟兄，欢迎你，欢迎。好，还有没有中间的 ？In the middle row 有没有 ？Anyone first time here？ 哦，好。哦哦，欢迎你 ，Mary 姐妹。还有没有左手边有没有？好哦，欢迎大家。那也是等一下我们有机会可以有更多的时间 fellowship。希望大家能够留步。Let me go through the announcement. I'll go through them with the Mandarin first. 让我来报告一下，用中文来报告先。首先就是。中文的这个成人主日学9月7号开始，内容是保罗书信的第一本书，就是罗马书。那么还有就是诗班呢，9月份将恢复练习，请与杰星或者立方姐妹联系报名。那么第三点就是这个建堂任线的报告，这个我们都每个礼拜都有报告，请各位 注意一下。还有一点就是我们还没有刚刚有这位杨弟兄提到了，就是下周日的晚上七点呢，教会在教会有弟兄姐妹的这个洗礼，请各位能够来参加这个下礼拜天的晚上七点钟在教会。好 ，Let me go through the announcement again in English. Chinese Adult Sunday School will resume on September 7th after the summer break. The topic will be the Book of Romans, the first Pauline epistle. Choir practice will resume in September. Please sign up with Jiaxing and Li Fang. And the church building mortgage pledge is repeated here. And then there will be a baptismal service next Sunday.Evening, 7 o'clock at the church. We have one brother and one sister receiving the baptism. And also, of course, the campus retreat. Please remember in your prayer that will occur in October 17th through 19th. 就是我们刚刚牧师提到的这个这个退休会。学员的退休会在10月的